So this is a book, starts August 27th, 1967, and goes through December. Still working with light chains, derivatizing them on the first page. Thinking about peptide methods. Obviously, these experiments are aimed at understanding eventually the variability in light chains in relation to various hypotheses that I and other people had proposed. Many of them were driven by attempts to find ways of testing the hypothesis for gamma globulin variability, which I had published in that period of time. For example, in 1967, I had a paper on antibody variability and the recombination between elements of an antibody gene pair and may explain antibody variability. The paper on antibody variability was published in August of, or June of 1967, and these papers and this work that is being carried out in the latter part of 1967 is aimed at trying to get more data to help in understanding antibody variability. So I was thinking about ways of testing this hypothesis by isolating light chains or myeloma proteins and understanding how the variability was determined genetically. So still working on peptide stains, Saturday, August 2nd. Column on Saturday, September 9th, of G100. With a way of keeping the liquid above the column constant. Milligrams of gamma globulin reduced and alkylated, eight molar urea, etc., and then attempted to separate the protein. Sunday, September 10th, gamma globulin to gamma globulin light chains with the tracing from a gel, from a column. Now I evidently have the ability to run the column with a optical output and the light chains. Perfect application on this column on Monday, September 11th. and tooled material, a W33. So trying to make the light chains and continuing so forth. A gel of the results on page 36, where the gamma globulin is there being purified and eluted from starting with the whole plasma, apparently. Purifying material, cooled and frozen, quite nice looking from the gel. Tuesday, September 19th, must have been reasonably pleased with it. Isolating the gamma globulin. And the light chain check on Monday, Tuesday, September 19th, page 45, 8 moleurea, concentrated gamma globulin with heavy and light chains, and then what were light chains plus and light chains pure. W33 pure light chains. Look quite nice. Did the next experiment with Lois's gamma globulins, bovine serum, on the 21st of September. More light chain cleanup Thursday the 22nd, pooled W49 light chain. These columns took a long time to run, as judged by Thursday, September 21st entry, light chain cleanup. PR out by late PM, i.e. about 36 hours or 1.5 days from complete wash of the column. They were slow columns. PR is a dye, but I don't know what dye it was. A dumpy column of G75 made. Run overnight. Just making light and heavy chain. Gamma Friday, September 29th. Gamma G 1-242182 light plus heavy, etc. Concentrated, and a big comment thrown out. cleaving the disulfide bonds between the light and the heavy chain with the guanidinium hydrochloride on October 2nd, Monday. Although the column didn't work very well. And so on and so forth, continuing to separate light and heavy chain. Having some conclusions on page 85, around about October 8th. Even at this stage, it is obvious that reduction should be in the absence of urea. Therefore, use 5 millimolar DTT, no urea, with cysteamine dihydrochloride to get a stable product. Cool and acidify and add solid urea to 5 molar. Lengthening the column on page 93, Saturday, October 14th. Complicated protocol talked about on page 95. So many steps cannot test in one go. There were too many steps, A through H. Even then, one step had six elements in it. Not very nice. Continuing this work to separate the chains and in various forms of derivatization. Beginning again with plasma, Saturday, October 21st, ACD 7B-39, number 26370. Is acid citrate dextrose blood sample. Outdated blood being used as a source of gamma globulin. The new system with columns made up with several layers to prevent blockage of the column by acetylene. On page 117, basically a 4 times 20 centimeter column, big columns. Typical outline of procedures, Saturday, November 11th, page 127, reducing with DTT, 10 millimolar, and then addition of a higher concentration of cysteamine, dihydrochloride, and iodoacetamide, etc. Sunday stopped the fractions. The collector had jammed, but the light chains are okay. Continuing these experiments, so Wednesday, November 15, page 131 followed. On page 133 by 9:15 a.m. heavy almost out, and by 1 p.m. Light out, light change, that is very good separation. Column problem. Again, the procedure Wednesday, November 22nd, gamma globulin to light plus heavy, with the procedure written down quite clearly. DTT, cysteamine, dihydrochloride, iodoacetamide, then urea and water, make it acidic and run a gel and run a column. Preparation of derivatives on Friday, December 1st, decided to to use Dylan, myeloma protein or light chain, let's just say bench Jones protein, for making various derivatives. And the book ends on pages 152 and 153, looking at the products of various procedures, and then formic acid gel with 8 mole urea. The gel was too fresh. The samples ran over, repeat. So I reran on an old TBV gel and said, test all the products with the urea gel. And so ends this book.